Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What is the pettiest thing you've done? 1-800-947-3979. It might be hard to tell the pettiest thing you've done, because when you do it, you usually think you're completely justified.
Yeah. You may have you don't know it's petty.
Blind spot to your pettiness, at least if it's in, you know, if it has some recency to it. Maybe not. 1-800-947-3979. What is the pettiest thing you've done? This one, my neighbors. When I was in college, a friend of mine bleeped my boyfriend. Started to read two of them at the same time. I got hammered one night, walked across campus to Walgreens, got a bag of sugar, and I decided to put it in her vehicle's gas tank. As I walked back across the campus to her apartment, I tripped on a curb and face-planted in the road. The bag of sugar went flying when it hit the concrete. Then I lost steam and decided to take the L and go home. That's a great, you made the right choice in that case.
I think so.
That was too. The world trying to tell you that, yeah, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. This one, my neighbors are rude and mean for no reason, no matter how kind I am to them. The guy doesn't know that my big brother is his boss. They're going to be doing layoffs soon. I told my brother about them and asked him to put that guy that works for him at the top of the layoff list. Also, the woman does DoorDash, and we live in a small town where there's really only room for one Dasher. So I've been studying the busy times and signed up, and I'm ready to take on that job.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty bold.
That's petty. They're just rude.
This one. I'd like to say I'm not proud of this, but it was the misguided actions of an impulsive person. I look back 13 years later and cringe at my actions. I'd like to say all that, but it wouldn't be true. I remain proud to this day that on the morning I moved out of my student housing, I left a steaming turd in the double bed of our knob landlord to find.
Oh, geez.
I don't know how he got into the bed, but. Apparently made it in there. It's not great. It's a bit of a suburban issue, but my old neighbors kept parking right in front of my driveway.
Oh.
I asked them to stop, and they said, it shouldn't bother me because I don't have a car of my own. This incensed me, even if it was true.
Well, yeah, but it is your driveway.
It's yours.
You can't park in front of that. It's illegal.
I handled it in a very mature way. Just before I moved, and after a very boozy night out, me and my friend snuck into their back garden and cut down all of their prized azaleas. I remember watching them more or less weep over them in my back window the next day. How unlucky for them that they all died of being cut down.
I was petty at one of my houses. It was a parking thing as well. I had some neighbors that would have friends over all the time, which that didn't bother me because they were usually inside. They weren't bothered. But their friends would park on my lawn all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like not like 3, 4, 5 inches, like a foot and a half.
Okay, way in.
And so I would, every time they had people over, I would turn the sprinklers on.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I loved doing that. And I would run that. And I had really, really iron, like the type of water where you know if you get water on there and it dries, it leaves rings everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it felt good to me.
Mm-hmm.
This one is peak petty. This one's going to be hard to beat. In high school wood shop, someone stole a piece of my project, so I couldn't finish it. No one would admit to it, so I cut everyone else's projects in half.
Oh, everyone. Oh, that's like drill sergeant stuff.
God.
Like, oh, somebody made a mistake.
How long were you in there alone? Just
a while.
Man, Man.
That'd be fun, though. Gosh, I hate to admit it, but that would be fun. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but man, that would have been fun. But
I don't know. I'd feel too bad knowing that so many other people in the class didn't do anything and also didn't know who did it, and I just wrecked their stuff.
Oh, I just don't get mad like that when I'm drunk, I don't think. I think the pettiest thing I've done when I'm drunk is when I'm with someone, specifically thinking of an ex that was really jealous when I was in Atlanta, and I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And when we would go out to the bar, God forbid anybody talk to me, man or woman, because he understood that like I would date either. I didn't really care. And so if he got like too jealous and got to be a little controlling or wanted to leave, man, I would just make him feel even more insecure.
You would flirt a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'd let him know, like, no, don't do that. Because if you do that, I'm going to feed right into it, because there was no reason for you to accuse me of that. There was no reason for you to say
it. I'll give you a reason to worry.
Yeah, it's kind of like my mama taught me, like, oh, you're going to give me a reason to...
I'll give you a reason to cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. We all heard that before.
That's my petty drunk thing.
Yeah.
That is the one phrase I've never said to my kids that my parents said to me. I've thought it a few times. No. Oh, I will give you a reason to cry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Thomas in Nashville. Thomas, what's the petty thing you did?
So, I thought, first off, I would like to say I used to be a big old POS.
Okay. So, a bit of a disclaimer. So,
okay.
You're better now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. You've mellowed. All right.
So, I thought my brother was sleeping with my wife at the time. We are long divorced now, but I thought my brother was sleeping with my wife.
Okay.
So, I ended up sleeping with his fiance / baby mama while they were together.
Okay.
So
two dongs don't make a right.
Right. Well, my twist is that it turns out that it was my cousin sleeping with my wife.
Your brother wasn't doing anything wrong?
My brother was not doing anything wrong.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, wow.
How did you find that out? I assume there were confrontations that took place and...
Yeah, so what ended up happening was my cousin and I, we were having a couple of drinks. We were sitting on the couch. I ended up falling asleep and woke up, and he was, like, having a panic attack. And I asked him, like, what was going on? And then he, out of nowhere, said, I think I'm falling in love with your wife, and I think she's falling for me, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, man, when my brother finds out, he's going to be pissed because he just started wait. Dang it. So what, did your brother eventually find out that you had slept with his fiance / baby mama?
No, that is, he still currently does not know.
Do you want to get him on the phone line and we'll tell him right now?
Yeah, is he a regular listener?
No.
Thank you. No. Just kidding. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, thank
you. I enjoyed that very quick. No, I do not. Thanks for offering. Very kind of you.
Yeah, nobody knows
crap. Boy, if you're going to have sex revenge with somebody's significant other, feel like you got to really make sure. I'm sure he was sure. At the time.
Interesting family. Say that. Everybody's banging everybody.
Let's see. This is Chance in Birmingham listening on 103.1 The Vulcan. Hello, Chance. What is your petty moment?
Hey, guys. Long time. Listening to the show since 2013. Love it.
Thank you, Chance.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, a couple of years ago, I had about three roommates all in this double wide trailer.
Okay.
And we got into a real heated argument, and the main guy was, he wanted control of everything. He wanted the master bedroom, even though he hadn't been there but 2 months, and a bunch of arguing back and forth. Well, finally, he said, I didn't contribute anything to the house, so he deserves the master bedroom. So I pulled everything I brought into that house out and put it in my room. I'm talking dishes. I'm talking the microwave, the washer, the dryer. They had a single cup. A single plate and a single fork.
Oh,
they
Chance.
Nothing they could do with.
I am so on board with what you did. You want to say I didn't bring anything? Cool.
Yeah.
I do that with my kids now.
Oh, my God.
Like, when they're like, oh, that's mine. I go, oh, is that how we're doing it? Because get out of the house. This is mine.
Yep.
3 weeks later, we had to have a sit-down talk with the homeowner, and she...
You can't say the F word. Yeah. It's okay. I've done it before, bud.
Thank you, Chance. He said, bleep you. So they went to the landlord and tattled on him? These guys suck.
Yeah,
those were bad roommates.
Man,
boy,
that's another
pain in the ass.
I know we're doing what petty thing did you do when you're drunk, but what petty thing did you pull over on a roommate? Woo.
Oh, just that alone.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
holy
that's
moly.
A whole thing.
God. I played pranks when I was drunk. Were you? I don't feel like I. Like the petty things I used to do were I'd drop lemons in people's pockets in the bar. So stupid. And if I really didn't like you and you're being a douche, I'd pop a cherry in your pocket. And that way when you washed it, it would stain it forever.
Oh,
that's pretty petty,
definitely
actually,
petty.
Now that I say it out loud. It feels petty.
100% petty.
Yeah.
Just because it's fruit doesn't mean it's not petty.
Man, guys would get a little too pushy and it's just like, all right, I'm going to put a little cherry in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to like me later.
Where did that idea come from?
My girlfriends, Jesse and Taylor, used to call it lime time. And I was like, what is lime time? And they were like, you never like snuck stuff into people's pockets in a bar? And I was like, no. And so they'd go to the bartender and ask for a cup of limes. And then we would see who could get the most limes in people's pockets. And it just started from there.
I can see where it would start and be kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's a harmless little game.
Yeah, it was a blast. And then it started to get where, okay, let's pick people out that seem like they're kind of mean and put cherries in their pockets.
That seem like they're kind of mean.
Well, they were kind of mean to us. You know what I mean?
Were they? What did they do to you?
Yeah, were they like?
I don't know. They were just a little pushy and not nice in the bar. Like, so you looked at me sideways. Don't do that, cherry in the pocket.
So they did what you do at a bar and try to get the bartender's attention and beat you there a couple times?
Yeah, and then one guy looked at me and goes, you could never get a lime in my pocket, and I had already limed him. And I was like, check your pockets, dummy. And he got really pissed. Because he caught me doing it to somebody. I was like, what are you doing? He was looking at me like I was the idiot at the bar. And I was like, I'm putting limes in people's pockets. Leave me alone. He's like, you could never do that to me. Check your pocket, dummy.
Yeah, too late.
Early, what did I learn? Kelly loved popping cherries in people's pockets.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.